This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're speaking with Dr. Simon H. Sturzer, Professor Emeritus at Stanford University School of Medicine and Chairman of the Board at BioCardia, a clinical stage biotech regenerative medicine company that develops innovative therapeutics for the treatment of cardiovascular disease. And on today's episode, we will be covering the status of therapy of heart disease in America. Dr. Sturzer, a pleasure to have you with us today on the program.
Yes, it's nice to be here with you.
Yes, sir, and looking forward to hearing from you today on today's topic, especially now, Dr. Sturzer, you've devoted your career to the advancement of cardiovascular intervention. Can you tell our listeners a bit more about your background and why you decided to pursue a career in cardiovascular medicine?
Well, I've graduated from New York University School of Medicine in 1961. And after a few years of training in surgery and in internal medicine, I had some professors in New York who were really at the forefront of the changes that we began to see in the 60s and 70s in cardiovascular medicine. And they were so fascinating, and the and cardiovascular disease and stroke in America are still such important problems that when the revolution began in the 60s, I was kind of swept up in it and went into cardiology and then into interventional cardiology, which has totally changed the landscape of how we treat heart disease in America and in the world today.
Now, how big of a problem is heart disease in the United States, and can you give us the profile of a typical patient with heart disease?
Well, heart disease accounts for 1 in 7 deaths in the United States. A few years ago, cardiovascular deaths were 30% of all global deaths. There are 360,000 people a year who die of coronary heart disease alone. There are about 800,000 heart attacks a year. And of those, 114,000 more or less will die. So it's a very large, very serious problem. Every 40 seconds, an American will have a heart attack. The cost of this is extremely high, both in America and worldwide. It's a very serious, prevalent problem, even though there have been such great improvements in therapy and in prevention that those figures I gave you are actually better than they were when I entered cardiology in the 1960s, because at that time, I would say that the number of deaths for heart disease were equal to the whole population of the city of San Francisco. And for about 60% of them, the first signal that a person had heart disease was sudden death. All of this has improved tremendously with prevention and intervention, but it's still a major, major public health problem.
Certainly sounds like it, and really appreciate your focusing in on this and bringing attention to this as well here on eHealth Radio. Dr. Sturzer, what is the difference between a heart attack, heart failure, and other kinds of heart diseases?
Well, that's a fundamental misconception in the population, confusing those. A heart attack is death of heart muscle that's directly related to the impairment of blood flow into the heart itself. The heart gets no benefit from the blood that it pumps. It has to pump blood to itself through coronary arteries. Those arteries get blocked with atherosclerotic cholesterol type plaques over time in people who are subjected by biology or by hypertension or diabetes or poor lifestyle to have that happen. And when the blood flow to the heart muscle, the myocardium, is impaired, the muscle will die, and that's what a heart attack is. So it's like fuel not getting to the engine of your automobile, whereas heart failure is the engine itself just isn't pumping. The pistons aren't pumping, and the pump is just wearing out. That's kind of weakness in the heart muscle, and that is what's responsible for heart failure. And heart failure is becoming an even greater problem in terms of the present and future than heart attacks.
Today we are visiting with Dr. Simon H. Sturzer, Professor Emeritus at Stanford University School of Medicine and Chairman of the Board at BioCardia, a clinical stage biotech regenerative medicine company that develops innovative therapeutics for the treatment of cardiovascular disease, here on eHealth Radio's Health News and Heart Health channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. So Dr. Sturzer, continuing on, how do we treat the different types of heart diseases today?
Well, this is something that really would exceed the amount of time we have available. So we have to really abbreviate the answer to that question. When it comes to heart attacks, we have something called coronary angioplasty, which is a technique that was perfected by Andreas Grunzig, a German cardiologist who allowed me to do the first case in New York in 1978. And now it's a process that has a procedure that now is done on a worldwide basis in tertiary care cardiac laboratories, where a patient comes in having a heart attack, gets an angiogram that demonstrates the obstructions, and then with balloons, stents, wires, and devices that have been developed over the last 40 years, we're able to reopen those arteries and to prevent or reduce the amount of muscle damage that would ordinarily take place in the in that time prior to the 60s and 70s and 80s of the last century, when we were unable to do anything except put a patient to bed and see what we could do about it in terms of medication, but not really improve the blood supply to the heart, which is now routine. Heart failure, on the other hand, is a really serious problem where the heart just fails to pump normally and or pumps at under pressure conditions, which are extremely deleterious to the heart muscle itself. But it's primarily a heart muscle problem. And although it's a complicated subject, again, it's the engine itself of the automobile that is not pumping properly. And it can do so with dilatation and reduced pressure or with high pressure. And the ways of treating that are really kind of been stagnant over the last several decades. Limited to the results of rather than the causes. And so that leads us to stem cell therapy, which is the next frontier where we're trying to regenerate heart muscle in an effort to improve the treatment of heart failure.
And Dr. Sturzer, how should one be screened for heart disease as adults, even those that have been diagnosed with, say, high blood pressure?
I think that the pediatric arena is a separate story. I think that would be beyond the scope of this discussion, but I would say that adults after the age of 25 to 30 should all have some form of screening which takes into consideration their family history, the presence or absence of high blood pressure, the presence or absence of diabetes in the family. I think everybody should have a lipid profile between 25 and 30 that shows exactly what the genetic cholesterol panel and lipid panel is in individual people. Diabetes itself is a very serious risk factor, as is high blood pressure. And one test is not enough. People need to periodically check their glucose tolerance, their glucose metabolism, as well as the panel of cholesterol that their blood shows at various stages of their life. Doing it one time or not doing it until they're 60 years old is a very unwise way to proceed. And even blood pressure is something that needs to be checked from time to time, because it can be normal one day and then in several months it can be abnormally high again. So those are the screening elements that one would go through to detect heart disease. Preventing it to a certain extent, despite the genetics and the physical appearance and the blood appearance of patients, is another story.
Well, Dr. Sturzer, can't thank you enough for what you do and all the insight and information shared here today on the program, especially discussing the therapy of heart disease in America. Lastly, where can listeners find more information about preventing and treating heart disease?
Well, the American Heart Association has a website that details the differences between stroke, heart attack, diabetes, high blood pressure, cholesterol, and the various interventions that we have to treat them. And the Heart Association, American Heart Association, maintains a website that has the details on almost everything that we've alluded to here this afternoon.
And of course, where can listeners get further information on BioCardia and yourself as well?
Yes, BioCardia has a website. It's www.biocardia.com. And it is a very specialized company that is dealing with one aspect of heart failure, and that is its treatment with stem cells. And the complexities of that website are clarified to a large degree by visiting the website and going through the slide deck that's appended there too.
And also most helpful, Dr. Sturzer, again, thanks for joining us here on eHealth Radio. Really appreciated your time with us today.
You're very welcome. Good talking to you.
And the pleasure was certainly ours. We've been speaking with Dr. Simon H. Sturzer, Professor Emeritus at Stanford University School of Medicine and Chairman of the Board of BioCardia, a clinical stage biotech regenerative medicine company that develops innovative therapeutics for the treatment of cardiovascular disease. And for further details, visit BioCardia.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.